Hello, everybody. Welcome to Plugin Thoughts Episode 8. My name is Pippin Williamson of pippinsplugins.com, and today I want to talk to you about clean code. I was working on a plugin a few minutes ago to interact between a very well-known plugin and another system's API. It's a non-WordPress system. But anyway, I was working on a plugin to integrate the two of them using the other system's API. And I'm struggling with it because the plugin, which is very, very well-known, has really pretty poor code. I mean, the code itself might be good in that it works very well, but it's extremely undocumented, and it's messy. There's not a lot of formatting in the code. There's a lot of broken line breaks or poor indention, etc. So I'm finding that reading the plugin and figuring out how to build this add-on and this integration is actually rather difficult because the developers of the original plugin didn't take the time to make sure that everything is really, really clean, easy to read, and organized. Here's an example. Let's say that you have a large plugin, and so you break it up into a whole bunch of different files. Well, every one of those files should be appropriately named to immediately tell the user, the person who's looking at these files, what does this file do? The code that is in this file should be immediately recognizable, and you should immediately know what it does, at least the main concept, based upon the file name. If you go in and name your plugin files, include one, include three, include four, etc., don't ever do that, because number one, you as a developer over time will forget what's in that file. You won't have any reason to remember, oh, this is the code for that registers my shortcode, and it's inside of include four. That's just ludicrous. Name it shortcodes.php. If you have a function that interacts, if you have a file that interacts primarily with the WordPress database, call it your plugin name, db.php, or something along those lines. A file that loads JavaScript in CSS, scripts.php. Think about how to organize your files and your function names logically. Name them well and document them. You don't have to give line after line after line of documentation explaining what every single little piece does, but you should at least have documentation for function definitions or classes that said, this is what this does. This is the function to do X and Y. This is the class that does this and this. When I'm going through this plugin, which is a very, very well-known plugin, I'm actually having a hard time with this because there's no documentation through it. I would strongly encourage you to go look at BBPress or BuddyPress. These two plugins are phenomenal in their organization and their documentation. You can read through the code of either one of these plugins and have no problem understanding it. Even if you don't know what the PHP does, you will be able to go in and see, oh, this is the function that creates a new topic. This is one that creates a new group inside of BuddyPress, etc. Because everything is well named, everything is consistently named, and it's all documented. And not only that, it's really clean. All of the formatting is perfectly laid out, consistent indention, consistent line spacing, everything. So keep all of that in mind when writing your code. On occasion, I will see a plugin, sometimes when someone submits it for a review, and their formatting is really, really messy. And I'll say, hey, you should take the time to do this. And their response is, oh, I'm just not an expert developer yet. Well, that's total BS, actually, because it doesn't matter how good of a developer you are. I mean, that really just quantifies the kind of code that you write in terms of the functionality of it. Anybody, even the first day on development, can write clean code. I mean, anyone can do proper indention, line spacing, etc. Do it. You don't have to be super conscious about it and maybe super what you might call ADD or OCD about it. Just it only takes a second to create the clean code, but you will thank yourself later. And anyone else who works with your code is going to thank you as well. So take the time, format your code, name it logically, and document it.